We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Grassroots Marketing continues here on CannabisRadio.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about an impactful tool which facilitates identifying client inventory levels and current market trends. It's a game changer for wholesale. Stay tuned for that. But first, I want to go ahead and tell you that Grassroots Marketing is powered by the Buzz CRM. We get it. After all the frustration, you have these cycles, endless cycles for hoping for a system that actually works, something that's steady, delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. And many of you have been reaching out to us here at Cannabis Radio because we've talked about the Buzz CRM for months now, and you want to know more. Stand by, because we're going to be announcing webinars. Your chance to go ahead and get a full under-the-hood view of what the Buzz CRM entails and what it can do. And you'll find out it is a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Over 500 tools underneath the design here. Very integrative. Intuitive, and it's so easy to go and work with. And also, think of all the subscriptions you can go ahead and eliminate right now. Like right now, we're doing it as we speak, eliminating subscriptions because of things we're not using anymore, might be a little bit outdated, because the Buzz takes care of so much for us. From calls, texts, emails, all the workflows, you get it taken care of from there. It's so simple, and it's such an easy barrier to entry. But again, for those out there, stay tuned. We're going to bring you webinars that you'll get a chance to go ahead and learn and get under the hood of the Buzz CRM soon. But you know what? You don't have to go and wait for that. You can just go ahead and sign up right now. It's a low barrier to entry. I'm telling you, find out right now, thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com. Go ahead and learn more and sign up today. I'm on it. You should be on it as well. Let's do it. So right now I'm here with the CEO of Lit Alerts. I'm here with Rick Bashkoff. Rick, thanks for being on this.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
So I'm looking into the website and just getting an understanding so that people will see it's the Cannabis Operators Data Tool. Now, for people that want to just be clear about it, you are offering access to market data and insights to help wholesalers, brands, and retailers sell more cannabis. So it's not a regulatory device. It's loads of data and information. Real quickly, how would you go ahead and present it for those to clear any confusion?
Yeah, so this is like it says on the site, this is the operator's tool. So the folks that are using this are sales executives, account managers, buyers, inventory managers, GMs. These are folks that are operating cannabis stores, cannabis brands, and they're using this tool to answer questions that they have about the market. And so we've built this really easy to use tool that allows you to log in and very quickly get an answer to your question. So a question may be, how is one of my competitors priced at a specific account that I'm looking to sell into? Or how is my brand doing in a particular region of the state? These are all things that you can log in. And again, our emphasis is on quick hits of information. We specialize in kind of three things that we take to heart is simplicity, cost effectiveness, and support. Data is a super messy area of the business. And so we've got a great team that's here to help as well when you're in the tool, answering any questions you have about the data, reporting any anomalies that you see. It's a great tool that we've built to kind of be able to not only ask questions and get answers, but also to discuss with us and the other customers.
So do you deal with dispensaries that want to go and learn this information? Also brands that are working from the retail or wholesale environment? I've always been fascinated now, as of late, I kind of pay attention to the fact that if I go to a Costco or BJ's, I have both subscriptions for both of the wholesale retailers, right? And I look at what products are being put out there and the understanding of, okay, why do they pick certain products among their brand? What size they pick and what they know will move off the shelf the most. That's a lot of information to go into. And in that same environment, that's what you're trying to do with cannabis. Take me through the idea of in that wholesale, it's a game changer for wholesale because of the fact that how it is able to go and pinpoint what products you can sell the most of.
Yeah, I mean, look, for a wholesaler, you know, without a data tool like this or one of our competitors, you're really flying blind. You know, you're going into stores, maybe you're looking at the, you know, going through the tedious task of looking at their online menu and trying to get a sense of what's moving, how it's moving, how it's priced. But it's really tedious work. And most of the folks that are working at cannabis brands, they've got better things to do than to sit around and, you know, try and find this information. And so what a wholesaler can do is access information about not only their own brand, so things like, where are you currently on the menu? How are you priced? How are you positioned? But you can also look at this information for all of your competitors too. And that's really important because without a tool like this, you know, you really don't have an idea of what your competitors are doing, which locations you're competing with them at, other than just the anecdotal ground level information, which is always so hard to analyze, right? But with a tool like Lit Alerts, you can actually see where products are, see how they're priced, see how quickly they move, and really start to inform not only the strategy of the brand, but, you know, at the lower level, like, what are you focused on today, right? Like, our tool is really meant to help you understand, like, look, if you've got 5 accounts that you got to get into, which of those 5 should you start with and why? Is it because they're priced similarly to your brand? They carry similar products? Do you have on good word from looking at it from the street and also looking at the tool that they're looking to push into a new category that you can represent? So you're looking for these data signals so that you can effectively contact a buyer with some level of data about the market that supports your pitch, right? You got to remember these buyers at the retail level, they're inundated with pitches from brands, and they all the brands claim they got the best weed and the best packaging and the best this and the best that. So being able to enter a meeting with a buyer where you're clearly can demonstrate to them, look, I've spent the time to study what's in your store, how it's moving, how I might be able to slot in and make your job as a buyer easier. So I think that those two things, like getting a sense of where you situate as it relates to your competitors, as well as being able to learn retail accounts and really get that angle to go into a buyer and pitch, I'd say is the two, most impactful things for brands. But then there's knock-on effects as well with our tools. So we have marketing managers, for example, doing audits, right? These brands are spending a tremendous amount of money to brand the product, creating the design, creating the packaging. And now, you know, you distribute your products to a retailer and they've got the wrong name. It's in the wrong category. It's the wrong image that's associated with the product. These are all things that you can very quickly identify within our tool. And then, you know, that's the part of the process that's, you know, these tedious things that Lit Alerts can help with and just kind of get you back to focusing on the relationships that you're building.
Now, I also want to find out when it comes to how you're able to determine what products are being sold from the dispensary level or being bought through delivery and the access to that information. Can you tell me a little bit about how you're able to go and gather that?
Sure. We use a very simple web technology that's been around for a long time, web crawling. So we're basically observing what's happening on the web page. Web crawling has been around for a long time. It's what Google uses to power their search results. It's what kayak.com and others use to kind of pull in publicly available information. So, you know, what we're willing to share is that, you know, we're basically observing what's happening on the retail menu. And then we've developed a predictive engine that predicts what's happening at the store.
You're aggregating all this together. And you've, put together a pretty expansive, reputable list of operators you're working with right now. When I look at the list right now, I look at Air, Ethos, Wana, Green Thumb, Jetty. Like, there's a lot of great brands in here that are working with you. That's wonderful that they're getting so much. They're wanting, obviously, they're working directly with you. And because of those partners, is that something where those brands are coming to you directly to get more information or to offer more information for you to go ahead and generate more information for them?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we definitely have folks that are, I mean, we've got a great set of users. Like we have a lot of users on our system that are very, look, they understand that this is a predictive model. And I think most of our users understand the plight of a market data company, which is to use a piece of the data that you can access and then predict the rest, right? It doesn't matter what data company, I don't care if you're Nielsen, right? This is you're taking a sample and kind of predicting the full picture. But what our customers have now, because I think they're getting such great use out of the tool, is they're very active about coaching us on when they see an anomaly or they see something in the data that might look off. And that gives us a lot of great surface area to improve our algorithm, provide a better service. But yeah, I mean, I'd say that a lot of them have started to really kind of, what's the right word? Like kind of lean into that and be more of a participant in the data set. And so it's all high level. Like we don't ask a retailer or brand to give us access to their, you know, proprietary data. And retailers work really hard for that merchant data and that transaction data. So, you know, we really just kind of we get what we can get off of a website. And then what we try to do is use elements of not only, you know, programmatic access, but also feedback from our customers to improve our predictive engine. Because that's really what's special about what we're doing is that predictive engine that we've built. Web crawling is like I said, it's been around forever. There's nothing special about that. But our ability to view the information that we're observing and then output a meaningful data set, a derivative data set that's meaningful to the market is where we're really, you know, that's where our value to the market and to our customers are. So yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of our customers who are willing to share information, but it's usually, you know, high level, like, you know, total revenue on a monthly basis or top sellers or something that maybe we've predicted incorrectly. And that's another thing I think that, you know, we've built a lot of trust with our customers by explaining this to them, right? And just like trying to make them understand the challenges of holding a market data set and making that available to folks. And so, yeah, we got a lot of customers like that.
Now, the other part I can imagine, we're roughly, 6 weeks away from 420, which lands on Easter Sunday this year. And I would imagine, I know there's another company I talked to when it comes to data pretty extensively without naming. And we talk about the fact that, you know, in their sales reports, they always talk about the growth of sales are usually about three times in the year, 420, 710, and the holidays. Yeah. So right now, 420 is always going to be built up. And is there a difference in the amount of traction that you get for that? And is there a lot of data that you target to give the right idea as to what should be sold on 420 and what people are looking for of their brands, and just to know what it is that needs to be sold at a good discount at that time because of the fact that at 420, there's a lot of products that are being generated for the holidays and they're just trying to get rid of that shelf. They're trying to go ahead and clear out what's left of the inventory. Tell me how what you do with that. Is that something that's a part of the natural process here, the trend that around this time, they come to you and say, hey, we need to know what we can do to get our inventory cleared out.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. So this is our first year that we have last year's data. So we're a brand new company. We started commercializing this in January 24. And so lots of discussion. This discussion started a little earlier, actually. I'd say beginning of February is when folks started reaching out to us, asking us for specific bits of data and helping them understand. You know, just to talk a little philosophy, I think we try and like use our data tool to you know, push what's best for the industry. And so a lot of what our customers come to is like, how do I, you know, move product on 420 without discounting it to the max? And so looking for retailers who are kind of lighter on the discounts for 420 is some of the things that we see right now is like, how do I find folks like last year who did less discounting? We've got a really easy way for folks to see when products are put on sale and how much they were put on sale for. So analyzing that data is really strong. But then another thing is there's a lot of activity, and I'd say one holiday that I'd add to this is Green Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. We see a lot of this activity too, where folks are doing some type of special addition or some type of special bundling, right? So they're looking for the partners to work with for those types of special promotions. And asking our data tool those questions really gives them, really cuts down the gray area for them around who they should be working with and why. And then, of course, immediately afterwards, being able to kind of measure how that performed the week after is something that we get a lot more. I'd say we get more of that than the kind of the photo. We do have plenty of folks who are reaching out beforehand and trying to use the tool to plan. But I totally get, like, I mean, 420 at a brand is like absolutely bonkers. So, you know, for those who are organizing and reach out far enough ahead, there's lots of insights to be had. And look, like, you know, like I said before, like I'm hoping that this year on 420, you know, some retailers step out and don't just do, you know, the massive discount game. We saw some really great stuff last year with, you know, everything from events to, ditching the discount and, you know, putting that discount to charity, like a lot of really creative ways to bring people in, but not necessarily make it just this like big, like Black Friday discount holiday that we've all come to know for 420.
I also am fascinated by some of the partnerships you had. You have Apex Trading, you started working with back in September of last year. Vert is what somebody you've been working with right now in a collaboration. Their versatile single source supply chain, which empowers brands to accelerate development and launch of products. Now, on packaging solutions. So What you're doing right now is that when you're helping brands these days in this partnership, you're spotting opportunities, acting rapidly so that with Vert, they can help to have flexibility to launch a new brand or product in literally days instead of months. And then both together, you're helping to iterate and repeat the formula. When you see results of the product, the same insights and systems will help you rise, repeat, and expand your reach before others catch up. So these partnerships you're doing right here to kind of help in the process to get others to integrate with the data tool that you have. Tell me about these partnerships and just the fact of what it is about combining forces.
Yeah, for the most part, it's these partnerships have really been born out of either like really two scenarios. Number one, our customers are asking us like, hey, I want to contact the buyer at this account. I want to send them a menu, right? Like I just got a piece of data and I want to get in touch with them immediately. And we're really big on like, look, we know what we do and we know what we don't do. And we're data nerds. So like, if you want to contact your buyer, that's a wholesale platform task. And so we need to integrate with a wholesale platform so that you can get information from our system and that goes into the platform where you take action. And that was Apex. Apex, we had an overwhelming number of Massachusetts in particular customers come to us and say, I need you to integrate with Apex because some of the information I get you via email is much more useful going directly into Apex. So we actually did an integration where if you're a LittleAlerts and an Apex customer, you can get some of the LittleAlerts data pumped directly into your Apex UI. So that allows you to cut down on jumping back and forth and gives you a really nice, seamless way to access this data. I'd say that's the best example of us, you know, customers coming to us and saying, hey, we got a great idea for, you know, a limited package run or something. Like, do you know any packaging suppliers, right? And we've been very, very, very impressed with Vert, particularly Dustin, the CEO, and their team. They kind of speak our language, right? Of like simple, cost-effective, you know, really, really high on support. And so we just kind of, our two companies kind of bonded over that. And we've just now kind of trying to, you know, like just partner with people that fill holes that we don't do, right? Because we want to really embed ourselves in the supply chain stack. We don't want, you know, look, I'll be honest with you, man. Like we've got like 10-15% of our users. They don't log into the tool. They're using it to set up the alerts that they need every once in a while. And then the morning alerts are the things that they're using, right? And so for that user, that's what's important. Other users have much more complex use cases. And so they'll ask of us specific things and we'll say like, look, you know, we're trying to be good partners to them and saying like, look, we don't do that, but who should we integrate with, right? Like who should we integrate with so that you can do that action or take that action rather working with Lit Alerts data. So that's really our partnership strategy, which is really, really kicked off this year. 2024 for us was really mostly about making sure that we had something. And I think we definitely crossed that mark. In 2025, we really opened it up. So expect to hear a lot more. We're working on 5 or 6 new partnerships right now. It's going to be a big piece of how we continue to grow and continue to provide value for our customers.
So let's get some other possible partnerships down the pipeline. Let's get some other brands and potential those that need some help in retail wholesale, help get their products off the shelves, especially just in time for 420. LitAlerts.com, LITAlerts.com is where you can find everything. Great resources section you have on the site as well. And booking a demo. So for those that want to go and book a demo right now, what should they be prepared for? And what would be any qualifiers that it should be checked off the boxes checked if they want to go and come work with Lit Alerts, what they should be doing before they go to the website?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, our demo takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Most of the back half of our demo conversations are about really digging into a specific user's use case. So I'd say come to the demo ready to tell me exactly what challenges you're facing with information you don't have today, or challenges related to data in general, because whether it's something that our tool can solve or not, we need to have these conversations to keep our ear to the ground and understand not only what we should be building, but what other, like we just talked about, what other partnerships. And so, like, for us, any license holder or asset light brand, we are a good fit. Manufacturer, distributors, anything in the supply chain where you touch product, we've got everyone that I just listed, brands, asset light brands, vertically integrated. We got ancillary companies using the tool as well. And so, it's great. Like, we give you a demo and then we can start. So we offer a 30-day free trial. So you get to try the tool before you ever have to make a decision to purchase. But it's really nice because at the end of the demo, if you're ready to go, I can literally give you access to your free trial 30 seconds after the demo. So it's a nice cadence where, like, we get to walk you through, show you your specific use case. Because again, we talked a lot in here about the different use cases, right? But if I'm talking to a brand, the demo is completely different than if I'm talking to a retailer, right? So we will dive directly into your specific use case. You can even challenge me in the demo. We do that sometimes where it's like, hey man, challenge me for a piece of information that you want to see, right? And that's a really fun thing that we do during our demos. But like I said, it's just like a great cadence because, like, you find out about us, you get the demo, and then 15 minutes after you're done with the demo, you can log in and start playing around and see if it's a good fit for you.
Fantastic. Again, here with Rick Bashkoff, CEO of Lit Alerts, LITAlerts.com. Thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking the time. And this was really, I hope a lot of people get their chance to go and find out more about it. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a 6-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.